Track number 8.
Number 3.
We have 3 dogs
that love to chew stuff up.
So we're always getting them some toys and stuffed animals and stuff so they can destroy them. And usually whatever we get is shred to pieces within a couple of days. And one day I noticed that the stuffed animal that we'd gotten, that had it for about a week and it had remained relatively unharmed. A little bit dirty, but it really didn't have any damage. So I was kind of watching them for the next couple of days and I noticed that for some weird reason, this little stuffed animal seemed like they all liked it for some weird reason. It was special to them. And not only did they not chew it up, but they sort of made it seem like it was their baby.
They treated it as though it was their own baby.
So I thought, this is weird. How strange this is. Of all the toys and things that we get for them, for some weird reason, this one,
it wasn't really any different than the rest. This one is picked to be special.
So there you go. So some time passed, and one day I noticed that this box of big plastic insects that I'd been keeping on a shelf in the bathroom had somehow fallen down. And unfortunately, it
looked as though the dogs had already chewed up most of the stuff in it, the big giant spiders
and the ants and cockroaches and stuff that were in it. And as I walked around the house picking up the shredded pieces of these plastic insects, I came across the baby. You know, their
stuffed animal baby.
And there it was, just torn to shreds. Like everything else, all the other stuff, finally this one was torn to shreds. So later on, I come across one of the giant grasshoppers that for some reason
hadn't been chewed up at all.
Not even as much as a small tooth mark.
So I watch. And it occurs to me that for some reason
their affections changed. And I can plainly see that instead of the stuffed animal, the big old bug is the new baby now.
The big old bug is the love.